The mayor of Holyoke, Alex Morse, is promising to continue his campaign for Congress against long-serving incumbent Richard Neal. Morse is the target of a complaint by the College Democrats of Massachusetts, who allege that he used his position of power as a lecturer at UMass to pursue relationships with younger men. Morse spoke yesterday with WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, who has our story.
From the start, Morse's campaign for Congress has been a long shot. The 31-year-old mayor is taking on one of the most powerful Democrats in Washington, Richard Neal, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, who's been representing Western Mass for the past 30 years. But progressives are on the move. Just recently, Jamal Bowman of New York and Cori Bush of Missouri swept away long-serving congressional Democrats. So Alex Morse is hoping to be the next to ride that insurgent wave into Washington.
This past Wednesday, we had our best fundraising day since we launched this campaign. We've now raised over $1 million from 20,000 grassroots contributions, and I still believe we have a pathway to victory.
But with less than 3 weeks to go until primary day, that path has become more complicated. Morse is being forced to fend off accusations from the College Democrats of Massachusetts. In a letter first obtained by the Massachusetts Daily Collegian, the group said Morse used dating apps to pursue friendships and sexual relationships with students at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst while he was a guest lecturer there. The charges are short on specifics, but allege that Morse abused his power for sex and made students uncomfortable. Speaking to WBUR, Morse doesn't deny that he had intimate relationships, but he says they were consensual.
I am adamant and I will not apologize for being an adult and for having consensual adult relationships with other men. I will not apologize for using gay dating apps in Western Massachusetts. And matching with folks on a consensual level. I won't allow the over-policing of my personal sex life.
I just want to ask, just be really clear about one thing. You were also a lecturer at UMass Amherst. Did these relationships include students that you were teaching?
No.
No. Okay.
With regard to consent, the College Democrats say where such lopsided power dynamic existed, consent becomes lopsided. The group declined WBUR's request to discuss their allegations in detail. A number of Morse's supporters suggest the story was planted and encouraged by the Neal campaign. Morse calls the timing of the story suspicious and says it certainly helps Richard Neal.
I'm sure he's pleased that I'm talking about my personal sex life rather than talking about being a champion for working people that have had an absent, unaccountable member of Congress that hasn't had a town hall here in 3 years.
In a statement, the Neal campaign said it had nothing to do with the story and commended the students for coming forward on their own. A person close to the Neal campaign added, "We'd love to know where the story came from." Meanwhile, University of Massachusetts officials have launched an investigation into the allegations, but that will be long and slow, and their findings are likely to come well after the primary. Erin Bazouvis studies gender and discrimination at Western New England School of Law.
Their obligation is not to ensure a fair congressional election. Their obligation is to keep their students safe. So that process is separate from the court of public opinion that a politician who's weeks away from primary finds himself in.
At least two city councilors in Holyoke are calling for Morse to resign as mayor. But a number of progressive groups are sticking with them. Among them, the Victory Fund, an LGBTQ advocacy organization, which also believes the timing is politically motivated. And the group suggests the story is being sensationalized because of Morse's sexual orientation. Alex Morse agrees.
And I'm not calling the College Democrats inherently homophobic, but the response to the allegations and the language that people are using, and using words like predator and abuser. I mean, members of the gay community are all too familiar with these homophobic tropes that we have had leveled on us for generations. And it's unacceptable.
The allegations against Morse and suggestions that Richard Neal's campaign may be behind them will likely come up when the two debate next Monday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.